And it's time now for, once again, we're going to talk music. I got Mike here from the Dallas Brass. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing great. You know, it's snowing in Minnesota right now.
Oh, no, it can't be.
I woke up this morning and I looked outside and there's a blanket of snow. It'll melt by the end of the day, but it's unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Well, you know, you're going to be coming down here to beautiful, sunny, and probably pretty darn hot Oklahoma here coming up
so
in
no
June.
Snow?
No snow, I promise you. We had a week of it in February, and people got crazy. So we don't like it here. Now, we've got the OKM Festival that is going to be in person with safety in mind. And we can't wait to have you. You're going to be a part of the big show out at Willow Rock, aren't you?
We are. And I got to tell you right off the bat, this is a monumental performance for us because we have not played since March of 2020. I guess that's probably not a surprise to your listeners. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah.
It'll be 463 days between our last concert and our concert in Bartlesville.
Ooh, wow. My goodness.
So COVID has definitely taken its toll on our concert schedule.
Now, the last time...
So we're pretty excited.
Oh, you should... Now, the last time, I heard you pretty much raised the roof.
It
was an outdoor venue.
Right. And if you can raise the roof outdoors, you're doing okay, I guess. It was a lot of fun. We're honored to be invited back. So,
and you'll be out there with the Jack Settle Band at Willow Rock on the 11th. Now, let's go back in time a little bit. Let's go back to 1983. What was Mike doing back then?
What was I doing back then?
Yeah. What were you doing back in 1983?
Well, I had just gotten back to the United States. I had spent 4 years playing in the Jerusalem Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back to the United States. My mom and dad had moved from Minnesota to Dallas. I grew up in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Dallas, and long story short, I innocently started a brass quintet to play for weddings and cocktail parties and grand openings. And we did that for a couple years, and eventually I decided I really wanted to play concerts. And Bartlesville plays an important role in that development. Because Bartlesville, the first time we ever left Texas, we went to Arkansas, Cherokee Village, Arkansas. The second time we left Texas was a week-long visit to Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there, and we played in the schools, and we did concerts all over the community and played at the community center. And, boy, we felt like the Beatles. We thought we were just, and it was great. I mean, it was just a dream. Of course, you had the community center. I forget when that was built, but it was fairly new at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something I'll never forget.
Well, I tell you what, they take such good care of it, it still looks brand new. And so,
right. It sure does.
And it's really well taken care of. Now, this is, like you said, you just started off, you know, hey, let's start a little band here. Well, now you've been playing with symphonic orchestras all over the world.
Yeah, we played all over the United States, except for Hawaii. We haven't figured out how to get to Hawaii.
Right.
And we've been to Japan and Russia and Germany and Italy and all kinds of fun places. But our favorite place to play is right here in the good old USA. And we've played with symphonies, and we do a lot of work in the schools. It's not as possible so much, you know, for this one because, you know, we're in the summer session. But during the school year, we go to schools and we work with kids and we bring them on stage and that's really our passion is developing, you know, enthusiasm among the younger generation.
And that's really what makes the Dallas Brass a very good fit for what we do here in Bartlesville with this great organization called OKM Music, because it's music for everyone, and it's music for education, it's music for kids, and, you know, and they work toward funding scholarships, musical scholarships for the youngsters too. And of course, part of what goes on is especially for kids during the summer too, to introduce them to music and help develop, you know, a relationship with music, if not a passion for it too. So this is really neat.
Absolutely, and it's more important than ever, and we work with band kids primarily, and we tell them, look, if this isn't about becoming a professional, it's about just loving music and loving the arts and making it enriches your life, and not only that, but then in turn giving back, because when these kids learn to play instruments, they can go out in the community and bring music to people locally. So we have a program we call Harmony Bridge, and that's the whole purpose of Harmony Bridge, is to encourage them to form their own little groups and go to senior homes, mm-hmm. nursing homes, and do community outreach and discover the joy not only of playing music, or start with listening to music, but playing music, but then sharing it, giving it to other people. And essentially, that's what we get to do with Dallas Brass. That's the greatest joy of all, is just playing for people and seeing them smile and tap their toes and just have a good time. It's a privilege.
Now, with Dallas Brass, it is a lot of fun. And folks, if you've not seen the show or just witnessed anything, either online or in person, you've missed a lot. Tell us a little bit about the Dallas Brass. Who's all in it?
Well, the group, of course, is primarily brass, but actually we use percussion as well.
Mm-hmm.
Five brass and percussion. And we first of all, we play a big variety of music. And our focus is primarily on American music.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about American music, you're talking about an endless, you know, wealth of great composers and compositions and styles. You've got jazz, and you've got Broadway, and you've got popular, and you've got concert music, and music like of Aaron Copland, and you've got, I mean, think of the great names. It just goes on and on.
Gershwin's.
And the Berlins, and the Jerome Kearns, and, you know, it's a real challenge to try to really do justice to all that great American music in just a one evening show. But on this concert, we're going to play, let's see what we've got scheduled. We're going to do some Tijuana Brass, which, of course, is legendary in American popular music.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some Sousa on the program, and we've got some Leonard Bernstein and a little bit of jazz, some swing music, and little Dixieland, and just a whole lot of fun things. So, in fact, I think we're going to even play a little bit of Mozart, because this was originally the Mozart Festival, if mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken. So we thought we should just play a little bit of Mozart as well.
Well, there you go. Boy, I tell you what, I think you're going to have a lot of something for a lot of different people, a lot of different tastes, but always a great time. Your band has also recorded a number of albums, too, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got about a half a dozen CDs. Of course, kids don't hardly know what CDs are anymore. We used to joke about LPs, you know, like, hey, do you guys know what LPs are? And now we almost, the same thing as with CDs. I mean, because everything's sort of online or whatever they call it. But we've got a number of recordings out, and we'll have some of those with us at the concert. But, you know, I wanted to also mention, too, that the way we approach the concert is it's not just us playing music and people watching and listening to us playing music, but it's really about us embracing the audience. And we talk to the audience and we interact, and we often when we're doing our concerts, we go out into the audience. Now, I think we have to be a little cautious, you know, because of the COVID restrictions and so forth, but we try to make it entertaining, make it fun, make it interactive and more casual, not so, you know, formal.
Mm-hmm.
And our other goal is to reach all ages. We feel that we can reach 5-year-olds and 95-year-olds at the very same time.
Mm-hmm.
Music is universal, and it can it doesn't have to be just for this age group or that age group.
You mean, well said. Well said. The show is coming up on Friday, June 11th, the Willow Rock Show, part of the OKM Music Festival, featuring the Jack Settle Band and Dallas Brass. Want to remind everybody, tickets have only been on sale now for 24 hours, and they're moving. So you need to move to the website, and that would be BartlesvilleRadio.com. We have a full story on all of the acts that are going to be there. Pretty soon I'm going to put this podcast up on here, too. I'll let you know a lot more about the Dallas Brass. And you can find out ticket information there, or you can go to okmmusic.org and check out everything there as well. All kinds of great performances. The finale will be Grady Nichols and the Baja Men at the Bill Dungeness Memorial Baseball Stadium. Also in between, we've got Tina Guo, we've got Jenny Lin, Best of Take Three, and so many, many more artists that'll be performing during the festival. We did the reimagined one last year. This one is in person, but with safety in mind. How did COVID, as far as performing, did you find yourself doing a lot of things online, Mike?
Well, many of the guys in the group do a lot of teaching, and so they were doing teaching online. But that was about the extent of it. You know, it was pretty challenging, and even more challenging for school band directors and music teachers to keep their bands going in school when the kids weren't, you know, together. So I felt, you know, I felt badly that we couldn't perform, but I felt even more badly, you know, for all those, not just the teachers, but the kids themselves. You know, because they just want to play their instruments and they want to be with their friends, and it's been a challenge. So hopefully we're seeing the end of this thing, and for us, Bartlesville, this performance in Bartlesville is monumental, and it really represents, you know, a new beginning. So we're pretty jazzed about this,
to say the least. Hey, where can people find out about the band, a little bit about their history? I understand you have a really nice website.
Well, our website is DallasBrass.com, and our companion website is the Harmony Bridge program I was telling you about, and that's harmonybridge.net.
And folks, you remember that's net. That is net.
Yeah. Okay. DallasBrass.com, harmonybridge.net. So, and there's all kinds of good information there and samples of music and so forth. So that would be the best place to check it out.
Well, Michael, I tell you what, our time is nearly up, but I cannot wait to catch the Dallas Brass live. I've been hearing so much about what I missed the last time we were here. I hadn't moved here yet. I just missed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So this is going to be really
good. Where did you come from, Tom?
I hate to say this, the near the Chicago area.
Well, okay, that's...
And we all got to be from someplace, but I got to tell you, this is paradise compared to Illinois.
Well, Bartlesville is a magical town. It really is in so many ways, and we love Bartlesville very much. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to put together this podcast. So if people only caught a portion of it, you'll be able to catch it at our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. You can also find out more about how to get tickets to see the fantastic Dallas Brass with the Jack Settle Band coming up on Friday, June 11th, part of the OKM Music Festival at OKMMusic.com. Thank you very much, and thank you for coming back. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Believe me, the pleasure is all ours, for sure. So we look forward to seeing everybody.
All right, take care, Michael. Very, 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 very blessed to have you with us today. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.